Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring the threats, solutions, and everything you need to know to stay secure in the digital age. In recent Apple news, the spotlight shines on security concerns in China and Russia, as well as the company's standpoint on data storage. China has publicly denied banning iPhones for work purposes, debunking speculations about unspecified security concerns. This development throws some light on the evolving relationship between Apple and China, a topic that has been widely discussed in recent years. Alternatively, in Russia, Apple has alerted local journalists about potential state-sponsored cyber threats. Although specifics about the incidents or motivations are not yet revealed, it accentuates the necessity for heightened vigilance and robust cybersecurity precautions within the press community. Furthermore, Apple is promoting the significance of local data storage to fortify security. The company has consistently worked to bolster its security features, advising users to gravitate more towards storing their data locally to potentially ward off unexpected security risk pertaining to cloud-based data storage. Thus wraps up this segment of Apple News. Stay connected for more updates on the latest happenings within the technology giant's ecosystem. In Microsoft's latest security news, they have made consistent efforts to improve security measures and safeguard users against cyber threats. Recently, they introduced a fresh update to Windows 11 targeting the prevention of password stealing attacks. Delivering this update represents their ongoing pledge to fortify the security features of their operating system. Concurrently, reports of Iranian hackers infiltrating defense organizations through password spray attacks have been emerging. This type of attack involves executing numerous passwords against a myriad of accounts with the aim of gaining unauthorized access. Notably, these hackers seem to be primarily focused on defense organizations, posing serious risks to national security. For September 2023, Microsoft released important security updates, addressing a total of 59 vulnerabilities. These include 2 zero-day vulnerabilities, security flaws that have been exploited by malevolent parties before they become known to the software vendor. This prompt release of updates demonstrates Microsoft's commitment to user protection against probable cyber attacks. Worth noting is that these password spray attacks by Iranian hackers are not limited to a particular geographical location, as defense organizations globally have been targeted. These attacks underline the critical need for organizations to remain vigilant and adopt robust security practices to shield against such risks. In addition, Microsoft publicized solutions for a total of 62 new common vulnerabilities and exposures, CVEs, during their September 2023 Patch Tuesday update. Out of these, 5 CVEs have been classified as critical vulnerabilities, indicating their critical nature. Hence, it is vital for users to implement these patches to secure their systems against potential exploitation. That concludes today's Microsoft News Updates. Keep an eye out for further advancements in the worlds of technology and security. In recent news, Caesars Entertainment confirmed that they were victimized by a ransomware attack that led to the theft of customer data from their loyalty program database. This marks the second such cyber attack on a casino, following one on MGM. The successful breach was reportedly orchestrated by a group proficient at employing social engineering techniques to circumvent network security. Furthermore, both Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts International in Las Vegas are grappling with heightened cybersecurity threats as hackers aggressively pursue customer data. Caesars Entertainment also confirmed that the theft of customer data from their systems originated from a social engineering attack. This puts them in the same challenging position as their competitor MGM Resorts International, who also suffered from similar cyberattacks. To prevent the hackers from publicizing the stolen customer data, Caesars Entertainment opted to comply with the attackers' ransom demands, reportedly paying millions of dollars. In recent weeks, MGM and Caesars have been victims of aggressive cyberattacks, leading to significant revenue loss and disruption in their operations. MGM Las Vegas is currently handling the aftermath of a ransomware attack, which initially stemmed from a 10-minute phishing scam. This incident has resulted in a substantial loss of $52 million in revenue. Notably, the attack coincided with a failed attempt to rig slot machines, further enhancing the severity of the disruption. There are reports of considerable disruption at their casinos, primarily due to the attack's simplicity, a phone call. Caesars also confirmed a similar cyber attack, prompting concerns about the security of their customers' personal data. Prior to the MGM incident, Caesars had reportedly paid a ransom to a cybercrime group, which some experts suggest might have indirectly led to the MGM attack, raising the challenges to recover from such a setback. The ALF ransomware gang, having denied their involvement in the initial MGM breach, claimed their role was confined to the ransomware installment. In contrast, the Black Cat Group, associated with the ALF gang, has been identified as the perpetrators for encrypting the SE servers of MGM Resorts. This action led to the shutdown of MGM's IT systems, contributing to more operational disruptions. The compromised IT systems were, henceforth, shut down by MGM following the attack. These incidents have compelled MGM Resorts to acknowledge potential material impact, pointing to significant financial disturbances and operational hurdles they're confronting. In conclusion, hackers have capitalized on the vulnerabilities in MGM's security system, managing to shut down the entire resort via a 10-minute phone call and social engineering tactics, which underscores the severity and effectiveness of these attacks. In the latest CoinEx news, the severe threat of cybercrime in the cryptocurrency sector has been highlighted. The notorious North Korean cybercrime syndicate, Lazarus Group, is alleged to have carried out a massive cyber heist resulting in a total loss of $53 million worth of cryptocurrency from CoinEx. The attack was reportedly enabled by a leak of the private key of CoinEx's hot wallet. Hot wallets, being online wallets typically used to store readily accessible digital assets for trading, have become a prime target for cybercriminals due to their connectivity. In the case of CoinEx, the Lazarus Group was able to gain unauthorized access, leading to the substantial loss. Lazarus Group is noted for its extensive involvement in cybercriminal activities, including high-stakes attacks on banks, government institutions, and cryptocurrency exchanges. It is alleged to operate as a revenue-generating arm of the North Korean government through illegal channels. This incident at CoinEx underscores the critical vulnerability of cryptocurrency exchanges to cyberattacks. It thereby reinforces the need for the industry to prioritize stringent security measures and safeguard users' assets. The event also draws attention to the importance of users and investors adopting robust security practices when handling cryptocurrencies, reinforcing the need for caution. In recent news, the Greater Manchester Police is grappling with a significant cyber attack that has breached the security of an ID card company working with the force. This breach, a concerning instance of ransomware, has potentially compromised the personal data of tens of thousands of public sector workers, influencing not just the Greater Manchester Police but also the Metropolitan Police Forces. Specifically, Greater Manchester Police officers were targeted in the breach, leading to unauthorized access and potential theft of their personal data, including their warrant card information. This situation bears serious implications for the affected officers' security. A comprehensive investigation is currently underway to assess the extent of the breach and determine its full impact on the individuals involved. The highest priority is being placed on ensuring their safety and protecting their personal information. This incident underscores the gravity of cyber attacks on law enforcement agencies. It raises concerns both for the affected individuals and the overall community's security and trust, emphasizing the importance of robust cybersecurity measures to protect sensitive data from malicious acts. As this situation evolves, we'll keep providing updates about any significant developments. Stay tuned for further information on this matter and other news around Greater Manchester. That concludes our discussion on cybersecurity, a crucial topic in today's digital age as we emphasize the importance of safeguarding our online presence and protecting ourselves from potential threats.